From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. On paper, families in need have access to a lot more government aid than they did before the pandemic. That's especially important in the Gulf South, which has some of the highest poverty rates in the nation. But restrictive welfare policies keep many people living below the poverty line from accessing these programs. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
First, let's talk about SNAP, best known as food stamps. In theory, the amount the program gave people to spend on food went up 25% in October.
Mine's actually went down.
Your SNAP went down?
My SNAP went down because of the job that I had gotten.
Ashanti Mundi lives in Guntown, Mississippi. She works at McDonald's, which recently raised her pay to $11 an hour. But because she makes more money, she now gets less from SNAP. The idea is to wean people off the program.
The government sees that, hey, okay, I see that you're doing better. Now you will have to get docked down some, and that's true.
Mundi took one step forward with her raise, but the loss of those SNAP benefits means she also took one, maybe two steps back. This is why it's so hard for states to address poverty.
It helps, don't get me wrong, it helps. But in all, it's still keeping you stagnated.
She still relies on the food pantry to get enough food for the month. Another program that got a boost this year is TANF, or Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. It provides cash assistance for families living in poverty, and in May, Mississippi increased how much people in that program receive. But the bump in resources left a lot of advocates unimpressed. After the increase, Mississippi moved from last in the nation for how much it pays out in TANF to being fourth from the bottom, ahead of just Alabama, Louisiana, and Arkansas. The update also does not address what experts identify as the program's other big problem, really restrictive requirements that act like barriers.
Or sort of maybe think of them as landmines.
Matt Williams is the head of research at the Mississippi Low-Income Child Care Initiative.
Let's say you have an appointment regarding your drug testing requirement, and something happened that day with your transportation, and you couldn't get there. All of a sudden, what you are is non-compliant.
That label could cause you to lose other benefits like SNAP. This is why so few people use TANF. In 2019, less than 1% of people living below the poverty line in Mississippi actually received TANF.
In fact, the number of adults receiving cash assistance in Mississippi dropped during the pandemic.
Now, there is a program designed to avoid these roadblocks, the Child Tax Credit. Since July, the IRS has been sending families hundreds of dollars each month for each kid they have. That should include Kristen Murphy in Rosedale, Mississippi, but she hasn't received anything. She's taking care of her son alone, but her former partner claimed their son on his taxes.
It would be nice if I got the child tax credit. That would be beautiful. I can actually buy a new bed for my kid. You know, I can get him what he needs. He can have clothes.
Murphy's reached out to the IRS to get it straightened out, but the person she got in touch with said Murphy's paperwork has not been looked at yet.
My taxes is just sitting there in an envelope. And then she's like, there's like 60,000 in Mississippi alone that still are backlogged on their taxes.
Murphy says she could really use that money. For Thanksgiving, her guests had to bring their own food because she didn't have anything to cook.
My mama always told me good things come to those that wait. So she's always been right. Eventually, what I'm supposed to get for my son, he'll have. It's just waiting. That's the struggling part.
Welfare reform advocates praise the child tax credit for helping to reduce the number of kids living in poverty. But even limited restrictions can keep people from getting the help that they need. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.